Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, Queen, Somebody to Love. Congratulations to our latest winner of the Impossible Question.
That was Aaron Taylor from E-Town. He knew the answer. More than 30% of people plan to do this year, and it's cut coupons. Use coupons or seek more deals.
Yeah, and I think that's a responsible thing to do in any year, especially with the things that have been going on. So, good move there.
I love getting a good deal.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better. It's just like a little victory.
Yes,
tastes exactly. good in your mouth. You know what else tastes good in your mouth is ice cream.
Yes, it does.
And that leads us right into our morning conversation.
Okay, so I wonder, do you or have you ever put your ice cream in the microwave?
I have not, but specifically I can name you some instances when it has happened in our household and why. It's not because our freezer freezes it too hard. It's not because somebody can't dip it. It is because somebody bought a milkshake or some sort of a mixed ice cream treat at a restaurant, didn't eat it all, and wanted it for later.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of soft, and you can eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, until you freeze it.
Until you freeze it, and it is as hard as a brick.
And then you've got the spoon stuck in it.
Yeah, I don't freeze mine with the spoon stuck in it, and I've preached against that in my household, but no one seems to follow me to the mountaintop. So anyway, yeah, they'll pop it in the microwave for a few seconds and try to pop the spoon out and stir it up a little bit. That's the only instance I've ever seen microwave ice cream.
Okay, well,
soften it up so you can eat it.
I have put the whole carton of ice cream in the microwave before.
Why?
Because some ice cream is too hard to scoop out as soon as you take it out of the freezer.
Get one of those aluminum dippers and you run it under hot water. And then the heat of your hand also keeps it warm. You can dip through. I mean, you could dip granite with that.
Well, interesting. So I could
do that. And I have two of them because one of them's always dirty.
So it's like at the ice cream shop. It's always sitting in water.
Yeah, that's basic. Somebody's always eating ice cream at my house. Somebody's got it going all the time.
Well, if you don't have one of those scoops, then you could just throw it in the microwave for about 10, 15 seconds. Depends on your microwave. And it softens it just enough to be able to scoop the ice cream.
But then it refreezes and gets hard again, even worse than before.
But does it matter? Because if you're going to put it back in the freezer, in the microwave, and who cares? So that's the morning conversation. Do you microwave your ice cream and why?
I am against it. There are better utensils out there. Plus, if you don't have enough forearm strength to dip out your ice cream, you either need to fix your freezer temperature or get stronger.
You clearly have never bought the ice cream that I bought, I guess.
Well, I don't know what kind of cheap ice cream you're buying.
Well, some of it was expensive ice cream, like name brand ice cream. So
what's in it?
Well, I think maybe I used to buy sugar-free ice cream.
Oh, sugar-free ice cream is terribly hard. Horribly hard.
See, you never asked that question. You were just judging.
Well, I'm going to judge you anyway.
Well, yeah, you do that anyway. That's why I said it depends on the type of ice cream you buy.
With your little avian bone hands, you're in there trying to dippy it out. Oh, it hurts my hand. I got to microwave it.
We are Quixie 98.3, Brian and Tricia. Morning conversation. Do you microwave your ice cream?
No.
Well, your mama says she does.
Well,
she
my says, mother has a lot of emotional problems. And
oh, my goodness, Brian Walker. That's not nice. She put on Facebook, yes, she gives it just a few seconds, makes it so much easier to scoop out.
She also has weak arms and can't dig in there.
So. You are so judgy.
I am.
Maybe you should get her for her birthday or for Christmas, get her one of those fabulous scoops that you talk about.
She has one.
Well, maybe she finds that it's just quicker. Put it in the microwave for a few seconds to soften it.
Here's the thing. We grew up in the same house. That is my mom we're talking about. She didn't raise me to microwave ice cream. This is some weird thing she started doing later on after I moved
out. It's not weird. I mean, if you put it in there, some ice cream is harder than others.
Somebody mentioned keto ice cream. Well, first off, that's not ice cream. That's garbage.
You are so judgy. Some people are trying to eat healthy.
I have hard opinions about stuff most people don't care about.
Well,
and one of them is this. Don't put microwave ice cream in the microwave, rather.
Well, sugar-free ice cream, which I used to have to eat for health reasons.
Then just don't eat ice cream.
Would you? Stop it. Brian Walker, I am not alone. There are a lot of people, actually, that are commenting that say, yes, when it's frozen so hard, you put it in there, and then, or you let it sit out on the counter.
No.
And then
it gets soft. That's probably worse.
But that takes longer. So not everybody has one of those fancy scoops that you do.
It's not fancy. It's an aluminum scoop. You can buy them literally about anywhere.
Well,
and you stick it under the faucet for a couple of seconds under hot water. And then when the grip of your hand on the handle, it's all one solid piece, keeps the thing warm and you can dip through pretty much rocks.
Well, okay. I'm going to take a stance kind of like you. Then you're wasting water. You're
going to
waste water.
Long.
Well, you're
I'm
not putting
less,
it in the microwave for
I bet
long.
I'm wasting less water than you are electricity for
oh,
your
come
microwave
on.
Adventure.
We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia and our morning conversation again. Do you microwave your ice cream? You have strong feelings about that and you don't do it. I will put ice cream, if it is really hard and you have to really work to get it out of the container, then I will put it in the microwave for a few seconds, maybe 10 seconds or so, however long it takes. But we have it up on Facebook, lots of comments on it, and Adam in the afternoon has chimed in, and he said that his microwave has a setting for ice cream. I had no idea, but I say, if enough people are using it, then they would make that a setting, and so clearly there are enough people.
It doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it wrong either. So if there's a microwave setting, and he says he uses it, so I think that's pretty cool. So all you do is you put it in there and then hit ice cream, and then it does the work for you. Oh, yes, it's great.
I'm triggered. Cancel culture.
Oh, stop it.